shoot on the dollar value issue should have continued. He should be universally involved with this life. He touched him on Thursday, December 17th, 1987, on Thursday. Continue.
But as far as the feeling of disbelief, it can be fulfilled just as much. Which really has to clear some mail and niche to my belief. So they are cooking. Now, how about Mechanical? Mechanical, are they also cooking? Or Mechanical, there is only cooking. We saw that the Reichter says, that the Mechanical. So, even if it was Madrid before it was in Mashu, so it's still not with Madrid, and Kashi Saloshki is even with Anshia Bais. I think, or he has no Anshia Bais. He says, how are you? So, he says, the legend of Sunnisa Kula Hai. So, even the Bajwa, he says, we are queer. So, it's on the basis of the Sunnisa. There's this Nisa club on Japanese, there's this Nisa club in South too. But is there another aspect that has not been coming here? Not for the purpose of being a partner. There is, according to some of you, according to the Iran and the Russia, because also in Sham Shelley, so there is a lot of also in Sham Shelley. So many things say the reason is divided also in Sham Shelley, because it's a very mitzvah. The Rashba and the Ram say, no, not because of the very mitzvah. The mitzvah was also in Sham Shelley, to the deed, let's say, the use, the headline of newspaper, as the light of the Yohannic care, because that's the mitzvah. That is not the passion of the heart. When is that the new passion shall now? But just to see the headlines of the newspaper by writing a country is not the passion shall now. I mean that the shame you don't mention the headlines newspaper, that's my name that we shall for you say something the passion shall he says is that let's say to come the change. Let's say you want to come and change the policy thing. That would be a passion of mine. But to do something that means a headline or something, it's not a passion of mine. So why is that not there? So the Rajbo and the Ram say, the Ram and the Ring. The Ram, the Fisher and the Detail, the Ram and the Ring. So they say, because since the mess occurred in the mirror, in the Mishamidosh, so the common of Sefer Midrash. So, and this is the way we say it, Namiris Harol, that's in Sarasitim, Namiris Harol, Kedishim, Sefer, so, by Kedishim, by kind of Kedishim, then it's a means of the life of the land, because the Antilles, no mistakes, Kedishim, Kedishim, John Shire, let's say you come to salvation, last come to Flavian Shabu, not Flavian Shabu, except, so that's the aspect of the Chinese, one way or the other. Zechaminos, just as the Chachamim and Misaki, the Shilua has to be new power, called Shiva, Vitori, Zechaminos, so since he has occurred in the Mira Vitori, so Zechaminos matters of the Chinese. It's a Zechaminos. So when is in Chuyo to be mother to be a Chamiche? A Zechaminos. The way the Kihani or Madrid and Mira Midrash every day, so every Jew on Hanukkah and Hanukkah and Sabbath is never fair. There are no past things that it's a serious Midrash, not because of the Mess Hanukkah, but because of the Hanukkah Sabbath that took place, and there are three Hanukkah Sabbath that took place for the Israel. Hanukkah Sabbath of the Hashemite, because they were. They were coming, dem Schwert, und ich hätte den Mann mit dem Schwert, und ich hätte mich dabei von ihm stehen, zum Metro Service. Stuff, which I'm doing, and there is no reason I here on Thursday on the studio on the year of the fact that and he comes speaking anyway, so I'm really sure he was there on the studio.
You
what is more was created first. Otherwise, the inorganic world was created before the organic world and in the organic world. So what is more was created first. The insects were created before the fishes. And the fishes were created before the reptiles. And the reptiles were created before the mammals and the and man was the last one to be created, but in the creation of man, who was created first? Man was created first, and Chava was created later. So that means that Chava is superior to man.
And superior to mind, which isn't inferior to the other parts of species. They were created for anything.
I don't know. I don't think that it's shaykh to say inorganic world, high or lower. In organic world, life, you can say high or lower. But in inorganic world, what is higher, what is lower? What is higher, what is lower?
One second.
So I said in that lecture, I said that the reason as to why the Torah parted women from Seshe Asman Kone and from the midst of Tam Tor, because the Danish know that the personality of the woman in a different way than the Danish know that the personality of the man. Because we say, Noshin Lab Mekibushi. If I have time, I will discuss it in connection with the more of my Hanukkah, but I didn't have time. So, Noshim Ladne Kibushni. You see, modern people, they want not only Shemus Lumi, but Gius Noshim, everything. The Aloha declares, Noshim Ladne Lochamaninu, Noshim Ladne Kibushninu. And the Radva says, the Kibin Lochamis Mitzvah, that Kalam Chaposar doesn't mean that she has to participate in warfare. It means either she has to be Sapit Mayim Mozin, or he has another version. That she is not even Muhyebes to be Misapik Mayim Mozin if she wants a life, because Kol Kveir was Nirach Nimo, but it means since the Chosin has to be Yitzay Mechadore, so the Kaleh, she will not stand on the Chuppah by herself. So the Radva says that, it's not a joke, the Radva says it, it's Pshat in the Gemara, Chalach Boso. So it's not because the woman is inferior, because the woman is superior. The Rebbeinish one created man with an excess of energy. And that energy can, and unfortunately, usually, it is channeled in the wrong way. It could be sublimated energy, but man was endowed by the Creator with an excess of energy, not a woman. So that's why I mentioned Marshas. When we refer to a wicked man, we say Roshe. We say Achot is Roshe. But when the Pasuk refers to wicked women, Asalye and Izebel, so it's Marshas, not Rishon. Why not Rishon? And even in Moshe Yodah. And if you want to say that a certain woman is not nice, you won't say she's a Risho, she's a Mashas. But when we speak of a man, we say a Rosh. Why don't we say Mashiach? Why? The answer is, because when a man is wicked, so then he's not abnormal. He's normal because a man has an excess of energy in his psyche. He can control it, he can sublimate it, he can control it, but if he doesn't, so it's very normal. When a woman is wicked, she's not normal, she's not a normal woman. That's why we say, a man is wicked Russia. It's not a normal, he doesn't have to fight and change himself. When a man is wicked, he doesn't have to fight and change. When a woman is wicked, like Isabel and Isaiah, she had to change herself. It wasn't easy for her to become wicked. For men to become wicked is very easy. For a woman to become wicked, she has to work hard. She has to suppress her innate tendencies. Because the term Rachmanis, compassion, is derived from Rachel. Because Rachmanis, Emily, is a feminine quality. So Mele, yes, she has to change herself. Marshas means she instilled wickedness in herself. When a man is wicked, he doesn't have to instill wickedness inside. He's wicked. He can, even if he's wicked, he can be a tzaddik. Shame to medicine, he can change himself. He can be a kedush yitzre, but a woman, she has to be a kedush. The Kibesh is a Sitzho in order to become a Risho. So maybe we call her Mashas. So the reason is why the Torah was Mechayev men for this human life. I mean, that's true even according to what I said in my Torah mother lecture, that there are two aspects. But in Chola Poches, everyone is Mechayev to be Kibesh in the Torah, and even is not Mechayev ever seen to be Kibesh in the Torah. So the reason is why men is Mechayev to be in the life, because men, in order to be a good person, has to be involved in Torah. Otherwise, because of the excess energy that he possesses, he'll run the search. But the woman will not run the search even if she's not involved in Torah and Yemen. The reason is why men are mechuyev in mitzvos eshes hazman ronen, the Torah deliberately encompassed men with all kinds of mitzvahs that are contingent upon the lapse of time, because the lapse of time in itself is tempting men to run this earth. In other words, if there are new occasions, new contingencies, so that gives rise to new temptations. So, and you see, I mean, when the Mizraim celebrate New Year's, so how many crimes are committed? Because it's a new occasion. It's a new lapse of time. So the Torah in Poland encompasses men with numerous and multifarious mitzvahs. Otherwise, my throne is served, but the woman doesn't need it.
When
the
Mizraim is asking us the different circle of the third part of the Mizraim to say, just my crown.
What? Why not? Is a woman mechuyavet to take a lulav before in Kol Shiva? No. No, because that's another aspect in Hanukkah. But the weaker aspect of Hanukkah is Pirush Mares. And on the aspect of Zichron Mikdash, he cannot even be mevorech. That's why the Magen Avraham says that if everybody is Yoshen, he has to be madlik, but mevorech he can't. They published it, I don't know where they appeared in this way. And that's how I explained Shosanja thing. But the fact is that my mother became a Borche, and the women in Brisk never recited Shosanja thing. Shosanja thing is not mentioned in Chazal. It's not mentioned anymore. But Tzipoche Amin, even though it's not mentioned in Gemara. I mean, the game mentioned it. So what's the pshat in Shusana Tzeni? So I said, Shusana Tzeni is not the Tzipoche of the aim diamonds. Shusana Tzeni means that the brain shall mold the personality of the woman in accordance with the eschatological goals that the brain shall observe from it. What's the eschatological in Mashiach? What's the eschatological goal from it? So, the chitzuch harvei som yitim, the chaminei som mazmeres. No mocham. Now, Mohammed has watched it. Many, but in Eis HaMashiach there will be the Chitzuch HaVei Som Niti. That's why the Gemara says, Allah declares, Noshim Lab Nekibushni, Noshim Lab Nimuhamni, the Amufki of all Dini of Muhammad of Kibush, the Amufki. So because the woman's personality was molded in accordance with the eschatological goals, in Eis HaMashiach there will only be Rachmanis, there will only be the Achzorius will not be shielded by Adam. The Shbati Chayorom in Oretz, so that means the Yitzhara, in Farshim said. So, and the woman's innate tendencies are towards Rachmanis. That's why Rachmanis is considered a feminine quality from Rechem. Rechem. What? Shalosha also, Rabbi Tzvi Bar Hashemer explained it. When Uvarov, the Minister of Education, asked him, the Talmud has a very negative attitude towards going. So he says, why do you say that? So he asked him, why do you say that? So he said, you make a bracha every day, show a son of God. So he said, I'm going to mention that in the lecture too. So he said, do you think that Jews don't like women and they consider women inferior? So he says, no. I consider, so in a joking way, without was a smart boy. So he said, one thing that I can deny, Jews are very smart, and they couldn't consider women inferior, because they are too smart to consider women inferior. So he said, if we say, Broche, Shalei Sani, so he heard it for the first time, he knew the Jews say, Broche, Shalei Sani, Goy, but Shalei Sani, he heard it for the first time, she says, really? Why? So he says, because men have more mitzvahs than women, so we give vent to our gratitude to God that He gave us more mitzvahs than women. If I had any women, I wouldn't be hired in putting on tefillin and blowing the shofar. He knew all of these things and constantly being involved in the study of the Torah. So for the same reason we say Shalei Sani Goy. Because non-Jews are only free of Zion mitzvahs.
Jews are free. That's
right.
Just a side point, you seen before about the Rachmanis.
So
what is it? Rachim Ovalonish? Not Rachim Ovalonish.
So I saw Mumshai, I don't remember. Because we say that the Rachel and Rachel of Avon, not Rachel of Avon, because a woman, no, a woman usually has more Rachmanis on a child than the other. But there is one weakness in women. Noshim Rachmanis, Rishwes Yomir. The Noshim says, Neichon Yomir says, Eichon is Yomir. So he said, Noshim Rachmanis, but he doesn't say that. Always Rachmanim Bishwas Yomim.
It goes too far sometimes.
No, because a woman is more overtaken by Rachmanis. A mother is more overtaken by Rachmanis than the father. But a woman's Rachmanis sometimes does not go hand in hand with logic. It's a blind kind of Rachmanis. A father's Rachmanis is
goal is grounded in logic. In Mother, she might do certain things out of Ahmadis, you know, there is such kind of killing a person, Mahmas Rahmanis also. You know, the daughter who advised mercy killing is unfortunately a Jewish woman, so she wrote a book in which she mentioned how she helped her mother who was suffering from a certain sickness, how to kill herself, and that no one should be subject to prosecution. So she consulted some doctors and some lawyers, and then she wrote a book and became a bestseller. So there is such a thing as mercy killing. But that's why I say Kirachanam, of course, it's grounded in infinite wisdom. It's not a blind Rahmanis. The mother's Rahmanis might be blind, and unwisdom sometimes. So there to be such a thing as mercy can be too. If we have a notion of Rahmanis, we should be shall there. There's also mercy killing. And Rahmas Rahmanis, they kill the children because they didn't want the children to suffer. Mercy killing. Once they were dead, so in order to save their lives, why not give them? I mean, it could get better. The Gach never, she's there.
Shout out to the world that they had no food keeping there before. But the Navi is saying that out of not wanting the children to suffer, that's what it's talking about, because they
never the says, Noshim Rahmuni is Bishwas Yavad.
But they didn't have any food.
And there are stories during the Holocaust. Good Jewish mothers, so they killed their children because they felt that it's better for them to be killed without being tortured first, instead of being tortured for the Nazis. It is documented. And there is also women, not fathers, mothers. Of course, a mother's sympathy for children is more intense than fathers, usually, but it's not grounded in reason.
I was looking at the Motzei Shabbos.
Listen, whatever you do, Yan Sivra.
I know, but
whatever you do, Yan Sivra. Listen, that is a machlekes between Shemim and Achrenim. Yeah. How I do it is not important. Whatever you do is Yan Sivra.
Yeah, so
you know the task, I mean. But
I think what happened, the Gro used to light candles first.
The task is idolaters.
And the Chazonish, that's what Sefer brought down.
How would Chazonish do it?
The Chazonish made idolaters. That's the Shunai brings down.
All right.
So it could be Ruhu Allah.
But whatever you do, and it's not Shaykh to pass. I mean, it's absurd to pass. I do it in a certain way, I do it in a certain way. Whatever you do, you can't see that.
So you're like 90 minutes, most of the job is one episode.
Of course I do. Because I don't want to do block every time I do this. Of course I do, right?
Even though it involves...
I wait more often than I do. I wait 2 hours before I do.
That's every month of the job is?
Every month of the job is before I do block the rice.
Why 2 hours?
Because the time observed is extra, but the only points are. And I mach mir for that in the garden of the ice, but I don't want it to be mentioned.
But even Mosheh
Shabbos Manakon, because there is a difficult Rambam. Mm-hmm. The Rambam is Pesach, in Paschens, that Der Chechekon means if he is 15 mil away from your shore. Morris says it has to be 60. The Rambam Paschens 50. So that means that it's Hamilin. And Hamilin happens to be in Malachodon B.A. in Zesapis 30 mil. So Hamilin is a 60. In an equinox day, I mean, the Morris talks of this in the T-shirt. So 12 hours. So a 6 of 12 hours is 2 hours. So there's the sexto. Chaim, my father, Rav, observed the sexto. But for the Mivayis, he only told them to observe Nachtu, because that is next to extra chum.
Nachtu
is 90 minutes.
Assuming I've been...
72 minutes is a tenth of the day. Is a tenth of the day. Is a tenth of the day. And the Nachtu is 90 minutes in that next day. It's an Nachtu. But there are many who say that it's not a fixed period. It varies. It's months. So in the Mackinac's day, it's 72 minutes. And in another day, it's one tenth of the day. In the Mackinac's day, it's 90 minutes. But in another day, it's an eighth of the day. In the Mackinac's day, if we say Hinduism, so it's 2 hours. But in another day, it's a sixth of the day.
Is it Zmanius? That's more the angle of the sun. Why
Because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh says that in Pirush HaMishneh, in Broches, he says that Ligabi the Shiur between Amra Shachar and Netz. So he says it Asir Yisayim. That means
it's Zmanius.
The Trinidadian task means it's fixed, 72 minutes, summer, winter, this latitude, that latitude, but the Minchas came, so he mentions Chayes and Shani, this is Manius.
It's where it's made, like the Minchas coming down. It's true, it's Michael's coin.
It's
Shabbos.
It's not a kule, sometimes it's a kule, sometimes it's a
chum. Okay, that's what he said. It's in the dark.
In the summertime it's a chum, the Michael's kitchen. In the wintertime it's a kule. We, in the summertime, we observe an eighth of the day, I mean, everybody, an eighth of the day. And in the winter time, we observe 9 minutes. Now, we observe 9 minutes. Some countries said that we go to the city is a home in the winter
time. Even though Shohan was a hey, Dalmel, Shohan, generally.
What?
Shohan usually says Dalmel, right? The most.
The Dalmel, of course, I mean, because the Gemara says the youth to do it. But the Rambam passed in the Slovenet. All
right, the outer routine. I saw somehow the meal is 22 and a half minutes.
That's right.
That would make it 9 anyway.
9 minutes, that's right. It's 20 and a half. There are 3 shittas in
Shion. 24.
18, 22 and a half, and 24. Yeah. The Rak called the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Broches, it's 18. The Rak called the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Tzochen, the Gabi Chimutz, it's 24 minutes. It's 24 minutes. And the Rak called the Rashi in Tzochen, there, so it's 22 and a half minutes. But, let's say here, whatever you do, I myself, I bench Hanukkah, if first, my father also gets my little. Anyway, the task says, have you done it first? So whatever you do, you answer it first.
The Taz had a good question. Maharal Mekar mentioned it makes more sense. You see, first you make very much age, then you make like if you let an earth first, that's like using age. Now later on you say make a bracha on the age. This is a little strange.
You see, the Mishnah Berurah and all the Achrayim, they say that in Shul because you see there are two reasons as to why Mechanic should be first. One reason, two reasons could be mentioned as to why Mechanic should be father. One reason is that could be mentioned because if we say like the Rishayim that person is Zodi, has a deen over in the Gulf, Todah v'Shemito. You see, Havdolah has the Ma'ale of Todah. The Chanukah has the Ma'ale of Kesemis. So the question is, when both mitzvahs, if it's not a question of one or the other, if it's a question of one or the other, so then Kesemis is on. But when both mitzvahs are going to be performed, the question is, which should be done first? So do we say that the Adikas of Todah takes preference
of
a person when he's here, or vice versa? So there's a Machlech for Shem. He's two Shem's thesis. Two Shem's thesis. No, one second. It's a question, one or the other. It's on the Hanukkah. There's no shaila, this is not controversial. But when both are performed, and which should be performed in point of time first, suppose the Nero has brought the Shechor, the Shechor, the Shabbos, the Yesha Hakko, the Nero is high, the Shukas Minis, the way that she mentions the Shiyakas Chais, and the Oak to the Shabbos, 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 the Shabbos,